Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, David Hall from the 670 The Score, Mullion Hall Morning Show. Follow him on Twitter at David Hall. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. David, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you guys. Looking forward to Sunday.
We just asked the question, do you think Justin Fields can beat the Green Bay Packers? How would you answer it?
I would say that it's going to take more than Justin Fields. I understand the question, and certainly we spent all week kind of framing it that way, kind of what is the next step for this rookie quarterback, because he's, you know, shown a lot of promise in his first three starts. But I think for the Bears to beat the Packers, if the Bears can beat the Packers, I'm not sure it will be because of Justin Fields. It will be because they rushed the passer effectively, prevented the big play, and were able to run the football.
No, I would agree with you on that. And I don't know, you've seen them a little bit. Have other teams employed a spy technique toward Justin Fields so far? Because I think if it breaks down, his ability to run the football is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you know, they've seen that occasionally, but it's not been something that has been predominant. I think that he is a threat to run the ball. I think the possibilities that he creates when he's in you know, when the play breaks down is maybe the toughest thing to, number one, defend, and number two, to kind of plan on. You know, it's hard to make a living out of the unexpected, and yet that is what maybe gives the Bears the best chance at winning Sunday, is to pull in the upset, is if Justin Fields sees protection break down, escapes the pocket, and then catches the Packers in man coverage, and nobody can catch him after he's running the football. That's the thing that, you know, it makes football so fascinating and fun to follow, because these are things you can't really project. I mean, you see it, and guys, I'm not making this comparison, but when Lamar Jackson plays, you see that kind of reality. When other quarterbacks are dynamic, I guess Russell Wilson is a guy that Justin Fields has talked about wanting to emulate. You know, when plays break down, they stand up and they get to, they make plays in ways that maybe, you know, not everyone can. And that's the dangerous part for, I think, the Packers defense. And that's the fun thing about the Bears.
David Leroy Butler, I got a couple of questions, but one of them just jumped out to me yesterday. The Bears got a lot of money in quarterbacks with Andy Dalton and Nick Foles and Justin Fields. That's a lot of top-heavy money. Why is that? Most teams don't carry three quarterbacks. Do one of the guys they not believe in? I mean, what's the thinking?
You're confused about that, Leroy?
Yeah, I really am. I mean,
sounds like it.
It's like somebody with bad marriages and paying off alimony. It's reminders of their mistakes, you know, expensive reminders of their mistakes. And Nick Foles was the guy they traded for because they thought that he was going to fit the system. He didn't work.
Right.
Andy Dalton was the guy they signed to provide stability, and that was before they drafted Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So there are legitimate reasons that they could explain away, but the fact of the matter is, you're right. I mean, they have an inordinate amount of money devoted to the quarterback position, when everything about what they expected to happen and the reasons for those investments changed when they moved up aggressively to draft Justin Fields.
Okay, great. That was very intelligent. Thank you.
You got another one or no?
No, I got the real question. I really want to know why his name isn't first over Mully, but that's another day.
Why you want to start?
Hey, man, this is my guy. I got to take care of him. Now, I'm a big Mooney guy. I like Mooney for, you know, fantasy reasons, of course. And Allen Robinson, when he was down in Jacksonville, I told people he was a platinum receiver just to get an opportunity. So I know he's on a one-year deal, whatever. So Justin Fields has weapons, but it all come down to the play calling. How did the play calling differ from, is it laser and when the head coach was making the calls?
Well, I think it's more of a conventional approach right now. The Bears, as you guys well know, is not really they've struggled for an identity offensively the last several years, and except for 2018 when I think they had things kind of fall into place, and you see that in the NFL every now and then. Matt Nagy was on a roll, and the first half of the season was dynamic. The league caught up to him. What happened with Bill Lazor in the last couple weeks since Matt Nagy stepped aside and let Bill Lazor call plays, you know, Matt Nagy basically became a better head coach by firing his play caller, which was himself. Mm-hmm. And he upgraded two positions by doing that. Bill Lazor's not going to make you go, wow. He's not going to dazzle you. He's going to call a pretty conventional game, and that's good for the Bears because they need to embrace the running game. That offensive line, much maligned, and they deserved it early on. They became physical against the Raiders. Watch that tape. I've never seen the Bears offensive line have so many offensive line highlights. Goodness sakes, there were pancakes here and there. Mm. What you're going to get from Bill Lazor is ideally a complementary approach to football. Run the football, set up third and makeable, and try to keep the chains moving.
Now, speaking of that, Herbert, the sixth-round pick, is going to have to play here for the Bears. How good has their rookie class been so far in general this year?
Well, my inclination is to say disappointing because they expected Tevin Jenkins and Larry Borm, the two offensive tackles, to contribute. And then I think, well, that's a foolish thing to say because Justin Fields and Khalil Herbert are guys who are ready to go, and they're going to be factors on Sunday. You've got to defend Justin Fields in a lot of different ways, and Khalil Herbert he will run you over. He's a very impressive sixth round draft pick. He's ready for action. He can pass block. He can pick up the blitz. Damian Williams possibly being out is a problem.
He's on the COVID list, right?
Herbert, right. And I think Khalil Herbert showed last week he can handle a bigger load.
Mm-hmm.
He is David Haugh again, Mully and Haugh, 670 The Score in Chicago. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
David, it feels like, though, the defense is playing much better than they did maybe a couple years ago. I mean, looks like they're getting a lot of good pressure with just by rushing four and dropping everybody else. And if you ask me, I think that may be the go-to plan on how to stop Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely. You can have a plan, but until Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the Bears' plan will be to use four. And the reason they can say that was they can use that this year and it's worked, Robert Quinn's earning his money this year. Khalil Mack is playing more like Khalil Mack.
Yep.
They're getting there off the edge. And with the Packers compromised the left tackle position, they feel like maybe they can do it again. They have a young secondary. And they have holes back there. But if you can rush four, you can protect your corners and avoid putting them on an island. And that's what the Bears have been able to do. There are only, I think, four teams that have blitzed less frequently than the Bears. And I think that is an explanation as easy as any to see why their defense has been working after a disastrous opener.
Yep.
I mean, Sean McVay made them look silly. Matthew Stafford made them look foolish. And Sean Desai, the new defensive coordinator, learned his lesson. They've recovered well.
Yeah, I want Eddie Jackson and Gibson Sr., the safeties, very optimistic safeties. They get a lot of picks in the past. Again, it's about corner play because Devontae Adams is going to get 20,000 targets. I mean, we know that. I mean,
yeah.
And I know a lot of people say, why don't you just double him? Why don't you do this? But the guy that just seems like against the Bears, they lose him in the secondary is Robert Tonyan. He seems to be a guy that hasn't gotten the targets, that hadn't gotten the touchdowns. And I don't know why the Bears like tight ends, but I can't really ask you that. So some of the Packers, they got 15 tight ends as well. So do you think defending the tight end can be an issue this particular week for the Bears?
the Bears like tight ends on offense, but they don't know how to defend them on defense. That's a problem. And, you know, the, and the thing is, they have pretty good athletes at the linebacker position. Roquan Smith sometimes can be set up out there, but he's having a terrific year. And I think their safeties, you would think, guys, I mean, two veteran safeties should be able to handle tight ends, but for whatever reason, sometimes you get breakdowns in coverage. Darren Waller had a breakdown. He dropped the pass or else he would have had a big gain. He had a 29-yard on a blown coverage last week against the Bears. And I tell you, that's the big problem. Davante Adams is going to do his damage. Jalen Johnson wants to rise for the challenge. Be careful what you wish for, young man.
Right.
But the tight end position could really hurt them because they just historically have been very weak defending the tight end down the middle of the field. And that could be a problem. Eddie Jackson has to be more engaged, more interested, and frankly, a more willing tackler because that's been a problem for him.
David, I'm interested. I mean, we're talking Packers, Bears. I want to get your prediction, obviously, for the game, too. But how has it been down there on the score in Chicago dealing with the aftermath of the White Sox being eliminated earlier than people thought, similar to the Brewers?
Well, let's see. The wake took about 48 hours. The funeral's still going on. Mm. And scrutiny persists. Everyone's mad at Tony La Russa. And, the White Sox, the White Sox had a 93-win season, but it felt like they were below 500 because the rhetoric since July has been the bum slayers. And they were a 500 team in the second half of the season. And anyone who thought, well, you know what, they're going to get to the playoffs and flip a switch. And I thought they could. I thought they might. And then they didn't. So it's been a week full of kind of sifting through the rubble of the wreckage from what the Astros did to the White Sox. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that is going to be in the postseason for the next 3 to 5 years. It's just a matter of what are they going to do to put them over the top.
All right, prediction, Packers-Bears. Who you got?
Packers 23, Bears 21. It's going to be closer than a lot of people thought 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, certainly in the preseason. But the Bears are going to close the gap, but not enough because number 12 still wears green and gold, and that's a problem historically. And that's going to be the reality until and if he leaves.
You tell him don't lose Randall Cobb. Either.
Yeah, right. That's the one, David. No one's really hurt him. It's Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb.
Yeah. Man, I mean, he brought Randall Cobb back just to beat the Bears.
Is he collecting an NFL pension yet? My God, how long is he going to play?
No, well, both of them.
He's going to play a while.
Hey,
you got one more season.
We're talking.
Wasn't he a teammate of yours, Leroy? Goodness.
No, be nice. You be nice.
Yeah, Leroy's way older than that. One last thing here. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. We were playing the Bear Still Suck song. I'm sure you've heard that from the '80s or whatever.
Hold on, I've never heard that before.
Okay, so he has. So we were playing that earlier, and we were just talking about the rivalry and what it really is. And then we were reading the numbers about all the interceptions quarterbacks for the Bears have thrown since Rodgers has been there, how many interceptions Rodgers has thrown, and how it's been one-sided for the Packers. But it was one-sided for the Bears, too, back in the 80s when Gary was on those Forrest Gregg teams. But that was a fight. Those coaches hated each other. Those players hated each other. And I argue that I don't think, now Lovie Smith did it, but I don't know if either one of these current coaches do the whole history of the rivalry and show them clips of what this rivalry has meant this whole time. And I kind of put it on the coaches a little bit of why this kind of has a feel of another game, maybe not from the fans, but from the players.
Well, I think these guys, they just seem too nice, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got Matt LaFleur and Matt Nagy. Those are guys that you walk into a bar and they're going to welcome you and greet you and give you this little bro hug and like, hey, guys, you want what kind of craft beer can I buy you? Yeah. And I think that's part of it. And I think that they are just showing good sportsmanship. They're nice guys. And there's not that rancor, that hatred that maybe you felt back in the day. Maybe that changes, and I also think there's some concession going on here. I mean, as long as Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, it's going to be difficult for the Bears to get too chesty about the rivalry.
Real quick, let me ask you, will the Bears move from Soldier Field to what? Is that Arlington?
Yeah,
that
Arlington Heights. In all likelihood, that's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to be official. They bought the land. And it makes all the sense in the world they could go out there and possibly get a facility where they could have Super Bowls, Final Fours. But it just makes too sense. The Bears have never owned their own stadium. And that's how you make money in the NFL. And the minute they bought that land is the minute their franchise value increased exponentially. Mm.
There he is, David Haw. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Listen to him on mornings on 670 The Score, Mully and Haw. David, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Yep. There he is, David Haw, Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.